Dear heart dwellers, I really need your prayers and attention right now. The Lord is calling us to serious prayer for the world. May He anoint all of you to get into travail. Ezekiel's and my hermitage was just finished, and I was dying to get moved into it. And we've been so cramped in one room, it's hard for him to rest without being disturbed when situations come up. The nitty-gritties of admin are not his forte. But as I was praying about how to go about this, even though our hermitage is only two stones from the chapel where we are now, it's still a monumental undertaking. And as I prayed, I felt, what if the Lord doesn't want us moving during Holy Week? That kind of has been the back of my mind, and that thought just wouldn't go away. So I called in my discernment team, and we all came to the realization that God did not want us working at all this week, even cleaning or moving. So then I sat down to listen after the Lord's Supper. By the way, listening after you've received Him is always the best time to hear Him clearly. Lord, please speak your heart to me. Jesus began, for what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? My people, please, I am pleading with you. Slow down your involvements in the world. Back off from big projects until this week is past. Take this time to prepare your hearts. You do not know what is in the works for your lives. You do not realize how close your demise approaches. This is no time to strike out on new ventures that take much time and energy. This is tuck-in time. Stay put, pray, and watch. I will be with you as you dedicate your hours to prayer for the world. I want to see a bright light issuing forth from this mountain. For as my eyes scan the world for activity, springtime and worldly pursuits have locked men into an endless squirrel cage of activity, which has numbed them in deep darkness to all that is taking place around them in the world. The world is in a perilous place right now, and as I scan the earth, there is darkness. But I want to see light coming from this mountain. I want to see hope and intercession. I want to bless each of you as never before, but I can only bless the obedient. Pray and watch. This is no time for recreation or work. Dear ones, take stock of the condition of your hearts. Are you so drawn into worldly gain that you cannot let go, study and pray and worship and repent? Is it so very difficult for you to hearken unto my voice, to pray and prepare your hearts? With the memorial of my death and resurrection come tremendous graces for souls that are prepared. Will you then stop what you are doing and prepare? If I cannot get this community to obey, then who? Do you know that there are those who have already made this provision and are seriously seeking me? I say this not to shame you, but bring you to your senses to understand what is important to me in this hour and what is not important to me. Thank you for listening and obeying. My blessing shall rain down on you, and the fruits will be copious. I need you in this hour. My brides, I need you. And that was the end of his message. And all I can say is it is clear, dear heart dwellers, that the Lord is asking us to give him our week. It is so much easier with the stores, businesses, and shops closed down. But he is calling us to get down on our knees and pray with great seriousness and passion for the world. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us sinners. Lord Jesus, please grant us the gift of intercession and travail for the whole world. Amen.